This week's Cotton News Line is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gus Lorenz, extension entomologist for the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
There's a lot of recent changes in cotton production, particularly in the Mid-South. The boll weevil eradication, transgenics. We used to have to spray for those pests. We also got control of the tarnished plant bug. Consequently, when we quit spraying for them as much as we did, we started getting in this tarnished plant bug, stink bug complex problems that we're seeing today in the Mid-South. Those are the main issues, but we've seen upsurge in other pests like spider mites, fall armyworms, and those kind of pests that have become more predominant and more problematic for us.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
We still have people out there that are scouting the same way they did 20 years ago. And that's why we started doing the work in the Mid-South, looking at sampling procedures and really taking an overall new approach to this sucking bug complex and trying to find some solutions for our growers and consultants in how to address that problem. And what we found was that early season, the sweep net was much more effective than trying to look at whole plant search or doing a modified whole plant search. As we break over in the mid-season and begin to bloom, then the shake sheet becomes the most effective way to monitor populations of plant bugs and make those decisions when we need to take action.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Because of the issues with tarnished plant bugs, we've had to increase our number of applications to keep them under control, and consequently started getting into some issues with insecticide resistance. The pyrethroids that have been a mainstay for us in cotton protection against insects are no longer effective through most of the Mid-South. And now we're beginning to see in some recent work from the USDA and monitoring the populations of plant bugs, we're beginning to see an upsurge in resistance to acephate. And that's one of our standards that we use for control because our toolbox is really kind of low. We don't have a lot of insecticides that are very effective for tarnished plant bugs, so we need to keep what we got working, and we need to develop some new chemistry. Very important.